Welcome to the King's Anywhere podcast, inspirational teaching, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whenever you're ready.
Okay, so we've not got long. Not that's not a word about next year. It's not going to be a long talk, that's what I'm saying. Although, who knows? As Julia likes to remind us, and I'm glad that she does, that Jesus is coming back. And so, might not have long, actually, but there we go. Anyway, here we are. We're on this weird Sunday, this weird one. You know, congratulations on making it through Twixmas. You know, the bit between Christmas and New Year, where you don't know what day it is, what time it is, where you are, whether you're in work, whether you're not in work, and most importantly, what day your bins go out. Okay, it's that weird day, that weird bit, but you've made it over the bridge. Well done, it's New Year's Eve. How bizarre. Next year will bring change for lots of us in lots of different ways. And actually, I know this isn't in my talk as such, but I'd like us to pray for Ola, for Toby, and for Ethan, because I know you guys are moving down to Southampton with work, aren't you? And we're gutted to see you go. We really are. But we just want to pray God's blessing over you as a family. So can we just pray for those guys as we start? God, thank you for this incredible family. Thank you for bringing them to us. God, they've played such a part in who we are and in what you've done in 2023 here at King's. And God, as they move, God, who knows whether that will be a permanent move, whether they'll be back at some point in the future. That's in your hands. But God, for now, we just pray that as Sobe, as Ola, and as Ethan go, God, that you would bless them, you'd watch over them, you'd be their protection, you'd be their provision. God, that you would have them in the right place at the right time. And God, let this be a really significant next step in their journey. But bless them, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So here we are. I'm going to miss you. Here we are. This bridge time between 23 and 24. And if we go right back to the beginning of January, you might remember this card. Hopefully it's probably on your fridge or your washing machine or on your notice board in work or wherever it is. Our verse for 2023. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. It has been my answers for the year, like on that thing, I had mixed, because there's been some really good points in the year. There's been some bits I've loved. Absolutely loved becoming World Club champions. That was phenomenal. Absolutely hated the fact that I was watching it from a bedroom while everybody was over in Australia loving it. It was just like a really mixed experience. It was weird, not going to lie to you. But it did mean that I was with my wife on our 25th wedding anniversary, so that was a beautiful thing. She wished I was in Australia. And you know that's true. But there we go. Anyway, it's been a mixed year, hasn't it? But if we're honest, that's kind of every year, isn't it? There are points in every year where there are really good bits that happen and there are really tough bits that happen. My response, which didn't go up there because I hit submit too early, because I used Mentimeter wrong, but was lifter of my head. Because to be honest, there's been times in this year where it has been tough, and there's been times in this year where it's been like, God, if you don't do something here, I just don't know where my head's at. But God lifts our heads. In one sense, I'm really encouraged by our honesty on the board, but actually I'm also thinking that if what people are putting on social media is true, then actually surely we as the church should also be saying, dear life, but God's been faithful and it's been an incredible year, and I'm grateful God for you in this, I'm glad that you did this, and God wants us to live life in all of its fullness, doesn't he? What I always encourage us to do when we look at God's word is to not just pick out one verse in isolation, but actually let's look at the bit around it. So let's just look at the few verses around our verse for 2023. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith that God has distributed to each of you. That's the verse before and the verse after. So our verse for the year sits in this little chunk about how do we view ourselves, how do we see who we are, and actually, what does our worship look like? It's quite interesting, I think, that in the middle of that little chunk, Paul is saying to us, so don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. But he says, don't think of yourself higher than you ought. So let's be honest, there are times, kids as well, I'm sure you'll agree, there are times when we mess up, aren't there? There's times when we just don't get it right. And there's times when we do probably conform to the pattern of this world. What on earth does that mean? For the last time this morning, we're going to go back to our Mentimeter, okay? So can we just have the QR code, please, Sarah? And the question I want us to think about is, in which areas does the pattern of this world differ from how God wants us to live? The pattern of this world being that sort of the way that the world lives, the way that people who don't know Jesus are choosing to live. I guess that's maybe a way of thinking what the pattern of this world means, okay? So just have a look on the QR, click it on. No more than one or two words. You've seen how the tag cloud works, okay? But what is this pattern of the world? What is it? What does it look like to follow the pattern of this world? Where is the way that God wants us to live different from the pattern of the world? Dead quick. We're not going to take ages on this, I promise you. Has everyone got the QR? If so, let's have the slide, please, sir, and let's see what we're saying. It's like the opposite of Roy Walker, isn't it? See what you say, rather than say what you see. Hi. Sometimes I want to do that. Just crouch down on the floor. Let's have our slide up, please. I've not had words on why it's wrong. Okay, let's have a look what we got then. Okay, so this is what we got. Can we zoom it in a little bit maybe, sir? Maybe make it a bit wider. Then we can have a look at our words, please. Thank you. I have a free Mentimeter account. Apparently, you're only allowed to do two presentations at one time. Boo. How dare they make us pay to use things? Okay, what have we got? Let's have a look at some of our answers. In which areas does the pattern of this world differ from how God wants us to live? Let's have a look. So we're talking about, okay, selfishness. Selfish, is there a couple of times actually? As selfishness and as just selfish. Okay, putting God first, greed. Someone said pride. It's hard to see, really. Maybe if I go a bit further back, I might see it better. Technology addiction. Really? Do we not think that's in the church as well? Is this not an example thereof? Chaos. Promiscuity. Gluttony. Seeking pleasure. Relationships, yeah. Apple. Okay. Worrying. Gender beliefs, okay. We could dig into that one. I will not go down the rabbit warren. Me first. Myself first. Nothing else first. Real community. Instagram worthiness. Instagram worthiness, when you just do stuff just so that how does it look to everyone else? Does everyone else think it looks great? Worry. Wanting to be famous. Addictions. Dead to flesh. Seeking pleasure. Hopelessness. You see, we could dig right into this for some time if we wanted to. But the point being that actually any one of those on that screen, if we're going to be brutally honest, could also be sitting in the room this morning. I could be sat on this chair, and I could probably put my hands up to many of those. many of those. Because this isn't about judgment, is it? This isn't about, our verse for the year is not about judging people. It's not about tearing people down. It's not about destroying people. No. Can we just go back to our verse for the year card, please, Sarah? Because it doesn't just talk about not conforming. It talks about renewing our mind. God wants to renew our mind. If he wants to renew our mind, that means that there must be something in our mind that needs renewing. Fair? Is that a fair assessment? If that verse wasn't there, we could maybe assume that we always get everything right. But the fact that Paul's reminding us that we need to have our minds renewed shows that some of the stuff which we just put up there must also be in our minds as well. Must be. Must be. But God wants us to renew our mind. We've got this incredible verse, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, what do we mean by our mind? What do we mean by our mind? It's not just our thinking tool, is it? Our mind also talks about our emotions. It talks about our choices. It talks about the things that we decide. It's that bit when you're in class and you've got an option. Am I going to join in or am I going to mess about? It's that bit when we're looking at our bank account, we're thinking, what am I going to spend my money on today? It's that bit when we think about our relationships. How am I going to live out this relationship? Am I going to live it out how God wants me to, or am I not? It's when we look at our friendships. How am I going to treat my friends? This is all about having our mind renewed. Because what would God say? How would God want us to live? How would God ask us to spend our day, to spend our money, to treat our friends, to treat our family, to treat our loved ones? How would God want us to do it? Right. Something I want us to try. Who should we go with? Ben, would you help me? No. It's only a quick challenge. I think you'd be okay. And there might be an after eight in it for you. No, you're not up for it? Okay. I think you'd struggle, Neil, I'm afraid, on this one. Sorry, buddy. James, would you be up for having a go? You up for having a challenge? Come on, mate. Come and join me, if you would, please. Come and give us a hand. He's an Everton fan. He's good. We had a bad afternoon, didn't we, yesterday? Oh, we were rubbish, mate. You didn't miss anything. We were awful yesterday. Yeah. Okay, so James is going to help me with something, because if we're going to have our minds renewed and our minds transformed, I think what part of this is about hearing, what does God say about me? How does God want me to live? And am I going to live that way? That's kind of what I think having our mind transformed means. But we all, if we're being honest, we've just agreed, we all have times when there's stuff going on in our heads which isn't the way that God would want us to live. Okay? So, James, I have a simple challenge for you. All you need to do, just stay in the middle there for me, bud. All you need to do is get past these front two chairs. You just got to be able to go past them. That's it. Just walk past them. Dead simple. Okay? So come back here. The only thing is, just face the doors for me. It's not going to be quite as easy as that. Because if there's after eights in it, and these are the king of Christmas chocolates, well, one of the kings of Christmas chocolates, how does this company exist for the rest of the year? I have no idea. Anyway, so there's after eights available for you. But the thing is, right, that when we live following the pattern of this world, it can be a little bit like we get ourselves tied up in it. So let's face that way for me, James. So what might it look like? What kind of things are we saying that people might do which isn't the way God would want us to live? Any ideas? Any guesses? Anything you would think? Yeah, so sometimes it might just be we're having a really tough time. We don't respond to it by saying, God, will you help me? We try and do it on our own. Any other ideas of what people do. Anyone join in with me on this one, pretend I'm real. Any other ideas of what kind of things people might do, which is like the pattern of this world? Following peer pressure, yeah, just doing what everybody else says you've got to do, yeah, yeah. Anything else? So that's it. Watching stuff that's not going to help you. Yeah, not having healthy relationships, yeah. Yeah, I suppose that's one as well there, yeah. Any more? Yeah. Yeah, making wrong decisions, yeah. Yeah. Missing youth. Wow. Yeah, that definitely. Disobeying your elders. Woo-hoo. How about that? So all you got to do, James, is get past... Oh, there's one other thing. Mike? Cole? You just go and grab hold of these two ends of this rope for me, please. So, James, it's dead easy, really. All you got to do is get past these chairs. Okay, off you go. It's quite simple, because you're free, you've made your own choices, you're living in freedom, we can do anything we want to, can't we? That's one of the patterns of this world, do anything you want, whenever you want, that's freedom, isn't it? So all you've got to do, James, is get past there. You've gone with all these things, that you're following the pattern of the world, it's free, it's lovely, it's great, just get past the chip. You can't. Go on, one more go. Let's give him a good cheer, let's get him over there. Go on, James. Go on, James, let's not kill him. Oh, he came close. Oh, never mind. Okay, never mind, stand up for me. Just stay here, please, boys, just stay on attachment, okay? Now, here's the thing, right? If we're going to live by having our minds renewed, what we're doing instead is we're saying, Jesus, I want to live your way. I want to do what you want me to do. So when it comes to some of those, how are we going to live and what decisions are we going to make, what happens then is, we have our mind renewed, we get a bit more freedom seems to come into our life. And then maybe we decide that, no, we are going to live in a relationship the way that God wants us to. Or maybe we're thinking, no, actually, I will go youth. I'm not sure that's in the Bible, but it's a decent one. Maybe we're saying, I'm going to choose how I respond to circumstances differently. Or maybe we're going to say, no, you know what? I am going to let God have some input on, not input, God's going to be Lord of my finances. Or maybe, yeah, I am going to live how God asked me to live, not how my friends asked me to live. Maybe I'm going to say, no, I'm going to have God's view of the world, not my view of the world. We've had our mind transformed now. So what we first thought was freedom, I can do whatever I like, had James all tied up. Instead, we're saying, no, I'm going to have my mind renewed. I'm going to live how God wants me to live. I'm not going to conform to how the world wants me to live. Now, if you want to walk past the chair, good plan. Yeah, sometimes things trip us up. You've got your box of after eights. Well done, James. Thanks, fellas. You see, some of you have heard me say this before. Our head coach, as a saying, uses it all the time, Paul Wellens, talks about it all the time in training, all the time. He says, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. If we're going to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, if we're going to live how God wants us to live, if we're going to see the freedom in 2024 that we're really all we're wanting to be seeing in our lives, I guess, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's just saying, God, I'm going to live in the freedom that you've got for me by living the way you asked me to live. Simple. Just not easy, because all of those pressures that we said were there before are still there. We've still got to make that decision and make that choice day after day after day. It became our old Pastor David Tinian then. He used to say that all the time, day after day after day. Day after day, making that choice. God, I want to live for you. God, I want to follow you. And sometimes that does mean that we've got to go to people and ask for forgiveness. It means sometimes we're going to have to make choices that look different to the people around us. But if we do that, then we can truly not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we can know God's perfect will for us in 2024 and live in the joy and the freedom that that brings. Let's pray.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To find out more about King's Church Warrington, visit our website or find us on Facebook and Instagram.